Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
So after a falling out between Waterford IT and Carlow IT last year over their attempt to jointly apply for university status, a new report published today says the ambition to create a technological university for the South East is still viable if the two ITs can learn to trust each other again. Dr. Patricia Mulcahy is the president of Carlow IT, and I'll be speaking to her in just a moment. But first, with some reaction from Waterford, Francis Shanahan got the views of business people in the city, starting with Nicky Donnelly, who's the chief executive of Waterford Chamber of Commerce.
What the region needs is a technological university of international standing. That is absolutely central to what we need to deliver and deliver at the end of the day for all concerned. Because in the Southeast, we must recognise that creating new jobs, sustaining jobs, our ability to deliver innovation, research and all those things, this is very much something which attracts foreign direct investment into this region. And we're not, you know, the new institute, whatever it might be, certainly needs not just to compete on a stage here in Ireland, it needs to compete on an international stage.
Ciara Conway is Labour Party TD for the area and is very enthusiastic about having a university in the South East.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the oldest of five. Some of my siblings are still going through university. Unfortunately, most of them had to go away, including myself. I'm lucky I got to come back.
The Kelly report that's out today talks about a merger between Waterford Institute of Technology and Carlow Institute of Technology, but it says that there is a lack of trust between the two bodies. What's been happening?
Yeah, I mean, a war of words, and I suppose the whole process ground to a halt in October, November of last year. And Minister O'Sullivan appointed Michael Kelly to, review what was going on. I think the report is fair. It doesn't pull any punches. It is critical of both institutes, but also focuses on the positives that it has. And I think, you know, what we have to be, you know, mindful of is that there's no question that the research that goes on in an institution like WIT is of university standard. But a technological university is, of course, about that, about being an economic driver, about the commercialisation of research, but it's also about lifelong learning and about appealing to a wider group. That's what makes a technological university different from a mainstream university.
For many years, Joe Kenny was one of the people campaigning for a university for Waterford. What is it about a university? What would it bring to the area that it doesn't have at the moment?
Well, it would bring a greater number of young people gaining third level education, and our first report looking for this for the region was made as far back by Dr. Bannon in 1987, I seem to remember, by the Waterford Chamber of Commerce.
With the Kelly report coming out today, do you think that Waterford is one step closer to having a university?
I hope so. I believe the arguments now are overwhelmingly in favour, and it is a regional university, not just for Waterford, it's a university for the region, and hopefully in conjunction with Carlow IT.
And yet some people say Waterford should go it alone.
I don't know the definitive answer to that. I don't know the detail of either Carlow, but what I do know is we need to think as a region. We should always think as a region, because it's the Southeast region that is being deprived of third level education.
Nora Widger is president of the Rotary Club in Waterford. You were lunching today in the Tower Hotel, a good place to meet people. So what's your own view on a university for Waterford?
The business community in Waterford have been seeking this outcome and a university for the South East for a long number of years at this stage. And I suppose at this point it is very important that the main players who are involved get together and bring all their thoughts together and agree a way forward, because it's gone on for too long at this stage. We are losing our young people to universities outside of Waterford, both in Ireland and abroad, and all that talent is being lost to the southeast, which in turn is having an impact on the economy here.
Des Kelly has been involved in business in Waterford for the last 25 years.
Well, we're all very keen that we should have a university for this, and it's a regional university for the southeast region.
Some people that I've talked to in WIT who didn't want to be named, they say that WIT should go it alone, that it has researchers of a high enough calibre, it has a large number of students, that it doesn't need Carlo, that all Carlo would bring would be numbers.
Well, I think that we'd like to see WIT as maybe the lead, and if it's going to be a regional university, it has to incorporate all the counties of the South East, including Carlo, Kilkenny, Wexford, South Tipperary. And that, to me, would be the ideal way of doing it, that you'd have your headquarters in Waterford with outposts on the different disciplines out to the various other counties.
Francis Shanahan was reporting for us there from Waterford and from Carlo now and Carlo IT. I'm joined by the college president, Dr. Patricia Mulcahy. Good evening.
Good evening.
Have you got over your differences now? Have you moved on from last October when it seemed that the relationship between yourselves and Waterford had broken down completely?
Well, I think what's happened since last October, when Waterford withdrew from the project, what's happened since then is obviously the minister has commissioned a report on the South East project, and considerable work has been carried out by Michael Kelly since that time. Whether all the difficulties have been overcome, I don't think that's the case. I think following Michael's report, the chairs and presidents of both institutes met with the minister and officials from the Higher Education Authority and the department last Tuesday and agreed an important first step, which is a facilitation step to try and address the issue of trust that came through in Michael Kelly's work.
So if you can't get over that, you can't go anywhere. Do you think you can get over that?
I think that we will have to make every effort to get over that. I think Michael Kelly's report, it's very easy just to focus on the matter of trust that was raised in the report. But I think Michael, you know, goes into it in quite a lot of detail.
Let's have a listen to him. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Patricia, before we go on, because he did, as you say, identify the difficult relationship between your two mm-hmm. bodies. And he spoke about this with Áine Lawler earlier on the News at One.
They've both recommitted to the ideal of a technological university for the South East. They both accepted that that requires a partner. And in my engagement with both institutes at every level, I have to say my judgment is that there is sufficient support in general for this to move forward now onto some positive footing. But I have suggested that in the first instance there does need to be some preliminary engagement which would ventilate some of the problems of the past, and I think that's going to be absolutely essential in order to get this onto a foundation of mutual trust, mutual respect, equality of esteem, and they're essential moving forward.
Maybe you can tell us, Patricia McCarthy or Mulcahy, or remind us why people fell out so badly, why this trust broke down so badly.
Well, I think, as I said, Michael has put his finger on it, really, in the report. You know, there are seven colleges trying to seek TU status in various different combinations. And there's a series of challenges that all of us face. You know, it's basically meeting challenging criteria and planning for a merger against a background of austerity. But that's common to all of us. But Michael goes on further than that. And in the case of the Southeast, he mentions seven factors that are unique to the Southeast and made particular additional challenges for the Southeast. The project encountered significant disruption from external factors which limited progress.
And but was the pride of Carlo at stake, with Waterford saying, we don't really want to join with you?
Well, that's one of the factors that Michael identifies in his report. And he said that, you know, a lot of the misinformation that has emanated from Waterford has been corrosive to the process of collaboration. And, you know, it's through the collaboration over the months we were working together that the trust would have been earned and built
this is a win-win
at all levels
for you.
Of the organisation.
This is a win-win for Carlo, isn't it? You have everything to gain from the merger. You're the smaller of the institutions and you have much more to gain from being brought together with Waterford IT than perhaps Waterford IT does.
Well, I suppose what I would say about that is that when we're looking at the two institutes, they are the third and the fourth largest of the 14 institutes of technology. IT Carlo is actually the fastest growing institute of technology currently. Its future prospects are extremely bright from all perspectives. So, you know, I suppose that's what we're looking at in terms of a strategic amalgamation with a partner like Waterford that would allow both of us to take a quantum step forward. I think what I'd really like to emphasize is that the, and Michael again indicates this in his report, the institutions have complementary strengths, and they also have strengths which reinforce each other. And so there are areas where Waterford are stronger, and there are certainly areas that Carlo are stronger. So I think what you described there isn't the case. I think we both have a lot to gain as institutions. But listening to your the pieces from, I think,
from
five or six contributors from Waterford, certainly the comments of, I could agree with practically all the comments that were made there. Nicky Donnelly about the importance of international standing. We certainly share his aspirations. Michael Kelly's report says that both institutes have very ambitious plans, because as part of the Kelly process, we both prepared quite detailed vision statements for the Technological University.
And when will it all, when will it all move forward? What is the sort of timeline now when students could look forward to be attending a technological university and not an institute?
Well, I think this facilitation step is the first in terms of building, starting to establish the trust. And then the collaboration at all levels within the organisation has to happen. Now, as I said, there were barriers to that happening at earlier stages of the process for lots of different reasons.
Timescale?
And the Michael Kelly has indicated that it's feasible and realistic within 3 years. And it's from the four-stage process that we could be at the fourth stage applying for TU designation, having met the national criteria, which of course is just the starting point, and having formed a cohesive integrated institution. So our work is cut out to do that in 3 years, but from what Michael has seen, and he has been on this project for some time and carried out a lot of consultation, that timescale is realistic.
Do you hope he'll stay with the project? He did talk about the need, I think, for a mediator to help you get together.
That's right, and I believe that there are people that Michael has in mind. I don't know what Michael's own commitments are, and whether he will be in a position to stay with.
All right, could you just tell me this? Have you had any direct dealings so far with Waterford?
No, Waterford governing body took a particular position,
right.
And other than the joint meeting with the minister on Tuesday
You have yet to get together.
We have got together in that meeting.
Yeah, but apart from that, no.
Apart from that, no, that hasn't been possible. And Michael Kelly deals with that in his report and the reasons for that.
OK, Patricia Mulcahy, Dr. Patricia Mulcahy, President of Carlo IT, thank you very much for joining us at 16 minutes to 5 o'clock.